Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, if you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relying on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
NFL making some changes. We'll get to that.
Changes.
Yes, good song. Right? Before we get to that, though, again, just kind of to rehash today, man, and the news is Michael Penix won't play in the preseason. And we all wondered going into camp whether or not we would get a chance to see him. And then with the delayed start to his training camp, it even put, you know, even more doubts in many of our minds. And so as we've discussed this today, you know, look, a lot of you have called in. A lot of you have hit us up on the text line, hit us up on social media. And I get it. It's a mixed review. Some people are not worried. And I think those are the hardcore Michael Penix fans who feel like he's just going to step right back in and pick up from wherever his best game was last year. His best game actually was on the verge of being Carolina when he got hurt.
Right.
So
it's like the light was going on.
That was the last game. But, you know, I hope that's the case. I am disappointed. I'm not even going to sit here and tell you that I'm not, because I just wanted to get a sense of, okay, you know what? It does feel like he's back. And all the things we've been hearing that we haven't seen, Mike, with our own eyes, even though we saw a lot at camp over those 2.5 weeks that we were up there every day, a lot of this is coming to life. And I don't think that's happening. And so from that standpoint, I'm disappointed. But this simply means, guys, Tua's going to start on Friday. And hopefully they'll get a good look at him and feel better. Maybe you'll feel better about what they're seeing. And then if we have to roll into Pittsburgh 2.5 weeks later, September 13th, that's the judgment. It is what it is. But the judgment could also be, Mike, that they name Michael Penix the starter, even without playing in the preseason. And I just want to say that's out there only because Kevin Stefanski is still not named a starter.
I know that we want to see Michael Penix Jr. in week one, right? Start the season. We get the full, complete 17 weeks to evaluate what this guy is. And then we can make a determination if we feel confident enough to keep rolling with him. And then we give him that, you know, pick up the fifth-year option. I think it's May you brought up the other day. And we get on with it. But, you know, Tua, I mean, and guy, I said this to a guy on the text line. I'm not trying to be a wise ass. I'm just not interested in Tua because I don't see a future with Tua. I think he's had great opportunities. I think he struggled in an offense that was completely built for him. in Miami. And I'm not a big fan of how that coach ran his entire team, but I thought the offense, you know, was a pretty good team with Mike McDaniel. I thought, you know, they played to his strengths. They had some weirdness with Tariq Hill and some other things, but still, it should have been better than what it was last year. He certainly came in here and knew what he was doing. I want to see the future with Michael Penix Jr. It's a cheaper option, and we get on with it. Now, the other side of this thing is this fascination with Jack Strand, and I like him. We all do. And certainly somebody in the front office said, let's get – they didn't invite Jack Strand down here for blanks and giggles. Somebody, and I think this is a nice indicator, Carl, for where this franchise is going.
Yeah.
And they have a plan. Now, we may not get there this year, which Falcon fans don't want to hear, because we still have a lot of holes on defense. Reality. But getting back to this, somebody in that organization saw Strand and said, look, if this guy goes to a Big Ten school or an SEC school, he's probably going to the second round. And now we got him. We got a potential steal. And so, hey, I got to keep him. With all due respect to Cooper Rush, where it gets funky is, as we described yesterday, all the moving parts at the 53-man roster. But first things first, getting back to the initial point, I got to accept it. I'm not expecting anything. Maybe we get saddled with Tua in Pittsburgh. Hopefully Mike just shows out in these next 3 weeks that we won't be privy to, because we're not going to see him Friday.
And that's kind of where this is. So we'll wait to see. I'm just not as optimistic about maybe seeing him in week 3 or 4, Mike, and then just the magic happens. Man, what a story that would be, though, if it played out that way, right? Where he just comes on, he's gangbusters, Mike, and all of a sudden the offense explodes and we're rolling. But doesn't that have a lot to do with continuity and playing and feeling confident and presence? And, like, all this stuff goes hand in hand. So that's why I'm a little reluctant, unlike some of you. The Jack Strand thing, Frost, I'm just saying, if this is based on performance, he's been your best quarterback. Not debatable. And if it's based on competition, start him. But they won't. And they don't have the balls to do it because of the situation that Mike just laid out.
Right.
But that's part of why half the Falcon Nation out here is saying, what is going on? We had tons of calls earlier in the show like, hey, I'm all for this. Because if we're going to be bad with a veteran, why not be bad with a young guy who can play? Yeah. At least we think he can. And if we're bad, then guess what? We were wrong, and we're back in the draft anyway.
Right. And look, if Mike looks like he did last year, by the way, there's been reports out of Tampa that it's not exactly wine and roses for Zach Robinson down there with Baker Mayfield and that offense. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, sometimes, guys, people advance, they get attached to winning programs, and their resume, Lane Kiffin for one, suddenly sometimes it's not as good as you think it is. Though they have a level of success, and Lane has certainly gotten there. But a guy that comes to mind is Hugh Jackson. Remember Hugh Jackson?
Yes.
Guy was always around the NFL for years, and nobody knew what he did. What he did particularly well. You know, he even got to be head coach of the Bengals or the Browns was 1 year. But either way, that's, I think, what Zach Robinson is. You know, there's the shine on him because of the Rams and Sean McVay, and you realize you take away Sean McVay, and you realize this guy's not nothing. You know, and Raheem should have known better when he brought him in. That gets back to Mike not getting coached up. Mike not being in a position to do some things that might have been more suited to his game last year before he got injured. But then that gets back to the other thing. An injury-prone guy that some teams didn't want to draft because of the injuries got injured. And now we're still going through this because we are in year 3 and we have no idea what this dude is, and hopefully we get some closure on it. One way or the other.
All right. With that said, here's the news from the NFL. They are doing away with the Pro Bowl game.
Yay!
The competition committee meeting, and they put it out there. They're the first U.S. league or major U.S. league to end its All-Star game and or event, however you want to state it. But they're going to focus on the celebration of Pro Bowlers with no alternates. I like this. I think it's always been about the recognition. And once you went away from real football where, hey, Ray Lewis was trying to take your head off, it just didn't mean anything, right? Part of the competition part of this was I'm getting a chance to compete against the best at all these other positions, and I get to go show out. And then, oh, yeah, I got a trip to Hawaii, which made it fun. All that stuff has gone away, Mike. And by the way, now everything is about protecting these guys and the investment. So I'm fine with this. You said you hadn't watched it in years, right?
No, man. It's just for fun. I looked it up while you were talking. The 1988 NFL Pro Bowl in Honolulu. I mean, this is great. The MVP was Boomer Esiason. I'm looking at this right now. He was the rookie of the year in the NFL, but I'm looking at the game itself. I mean, Roger Craig, Bruce Smith, Joe Montana, John Elway, and these guys are tackling too. These guys are hitting.
Crazy.
I mean, Lawrence Taylor. I mean, it's just Ronnie Lott. You tell Ronnie, we're going to have an exhibition game. I need play at 50%.
No, we're not.
Herschel Walker was in this game. It's basically the entire, it's about 20 Pro Bowl. It's basically 15 Hall of Famers in this game. Right? But it mattered, and it was hard hitting, man. Jerry Rice, Carl Lee, Bruce Matthews, Anthony Munoz, Joey Browner, Reggie White, Eric Dickerson. I mean, how about that? And there was real tackling.
Real tackling.
But again, now in a year where we just learned the NFL is, you know, learning more and more about CTE. I mean, most of us knew about it. Now you realize we don't need extra contact. There's no way for these guys to play at 50%. And nobody especially wants to play in this when half the guys are in the Super Bowl anyway. That's another thing.
It is true.
You know, you got like six or seven guys if the teams are that good that are probably Pro Bowlers playing in the Super Bowl. So they're not even there.
Here's the other thing, and maybe we'll dive into this a little bit deeper tomorrow, but the NFL will be monitoring this season these particular tackles.
Mm-hmm. And which tackle?
Well, and you're going to get a one-game suspension now. Hip drop tackle, horse collar.
No one even knows what the hip drop. I mean, the hip drop can sometimes be confused for a legal tackle by some of these referees. I don't like them giving more things for the refs to interpret.
Yeah, and just to describe it to you guys, I grab a guy and then I swing around and I use my body weight, which is how legs snap.
Right.
Okay,
right. But how purposely. Guys tackle some guys that are bigger than them?
Yeah,
no, that's all another part of it.
Hip drop tackles, horse collar. You know what that is?
Right.
Launching. Hit a defenseless player or blindside blocks.
This is where we get into the matrix rules, where a guy's aiming for a contact point, and then by the time you left your feet. So now you can't leave your feet. Okay, sometimes you have to make a dive to make a tackle. I understand they want to protect the players, but to me, you're giving the refs more stuff to screw up.
Yeah.
And unless there's a mechanism where these potential suspensions can be appealed, I don't like this one bit.
So clarity on this. It's any player who commits three violations in a season,
okay,
in any of these categories. So, for example, you could have a game where you have a hip drop tackle, right? Okay, penalty on the field, great, but that goes a mark against you. 3 weeks later, you got a launching penalty. Now you got two of these.
Mm.
Last week of the season, you get hit with a blindside block because you hit somebody. Now you've got three strikes, and, Mike, you're suspended. That's what we're talking about.
Right. So a guy like Vontaze Burfict would have gotten got. You know, if you're talking about like some serious offenders back in the day. You know, I mean, look, we get it. We don't want to see headhunting. It's even worse in college because the college officials aren't as good as the NFL officials, and they interpret it the wrong way. You know, the SEC, you know, we see college now, at least, you know, we're starting to move away from, you know, losing you the second first half of the next game.
That's true.
There's a lot of, I get it. Player safety is a concern. Anytime you give NFL officials room for interpretation,
They do. No, it feels that way. So we'll see where this goes, but the league trying to make some adjustments, competition committee.
I mean, how we can't, pass interference on what it catches is a great freaking mystery right now, you know?
Yeah. And again, you know what this is under, right? This is under the premise of safety.
Player safety.
That's what this is under. All right, we got to get out of here, man. Turl's got a full show tonight, full show. So stay tuned. He'll get you squared away with everything. I'm sure he's got big thoughts on Penix as well. That's coming up at 6 o'clock tomorrow, Tour Championship. We will be out there. Come on out and join us. Andy and Randy will be there as well. Michelob Ultra Club. We'll be broadcasting live out there. Looking forward to it Thursday and Friday. Big O, let's get out of here, man, and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, thanks to all of our guests, including the bus. Yeah, Jerome better stop by,
love
man.
Love the bus, man.
Wheels
on the bus go round and round.
He came on because, guys, he's a part of the new IFL League and Athens Crush, right, Mike?
Yep.
Athens Crush.
Yeah, man, got arena football coming out there, Aikens Ford Arena. If you're up in that neck of the woods, it's going to be a lot of fun. And go check it out. And Buzz says he's going to be out there with a bunch of games.
All right, man. Go check that out on Odyssey.com. All of our other guests are there as well. Tomorrow, we're looking forward to seeing you and having a lot of fun as well. We got a lot to get to before we get to this final preseason game. Mm-hmm. There are other things we will be paying attention to. We'll break that down for you as well. All right, man. Big O, great job engineering the show as always, keeping us on track. Day-to-day executive producer. And thanks to you for making us a part of your day. Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
You know what? I'd really be all in with you guys for Jack Strand.
Frost.
If we hadn't drafted Michael Penix Jr. And we had just simply signed Kirk Cousins, and this would have been his third year. And then you guys could be all excited about, hey, we found this diamond in the rough, this Jack Strand guy. Because we spent the money, you know, on draft equity on people we could have used for more defense. And Kirk Cousins, I mean, it's pretty simple. You don't draft that, you know, Michael Penix there. And he goes wherever he goes, and maybe his career changes and there's a different outcome. Parallel universe. Yeah, but right now we got to establish that Michael Penix is our quarterback one way or the other. But hopefully we hold on to Jack Strand because, man, he's got people fired up.
Start him. Hey, leadership requires being proactive,
yes.
Not reactive.
Yes.
Greg Sankey, I'm glad you...
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da!
If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relies on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Did react, but it was still a little bit late. Hey, give credit to the Big Ten. Tony Petitti didn't wait. As soon as this crap came down, they were like, nope, not in our conference. Now across the board, everybody's on the same page. Mm. Was it that hard? Why can't we do this for other things that are troubling us in college football?
Right, right.
Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
you brought a very smelly lunch to the office.
Hey, it's Allie Mack, and coming up on Thursday, we'll recap.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get 2 2.5 quart or 3 quart mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da!
If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relies on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.